Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. We're on NBC Sports Washington as well, presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works, visit EMP180.com and you can get empowered. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, February 15th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning, and Johnny Cakes Auville.
Happy Friday. Good morning.
Three-man show today. I believe Jason Bishop with his daughter. She's having oral surgery. Having four teeth removed.
Yeah, it's never fun.
I would assume those are the wisdom teeth, but you kept saying four teeth.
Well, probably the wisdom teeth.
Yeah, most likely. My son just went through it. It was brutal. It's a long and painful recovery. So that kind of sucks for her.
I still remember I had that senior high school right before we went on the senior ski trip.
Yes.
And by the time we got to the senior ski trip, I could finally eat.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt. My son's had it.
Never had my wisdom teeth removed. I don't know the status of them. I've never had a dentist to say they need to come out. So
you're hooked.
I guess I got hooked. I guess I dodged that bullet.
Maybe you're like your daughter, though. You don't even have wisdom teeth.
Possibly.
Sometimes people don't have wisdom teeth come in. Have you counted your teeth? How many do you have? Do you have 28 or do you have 32?
I have all my silly teeth.
You have 32.
16 and 16, baby.
So you got your wisdom teeth.
Oh, so they came in.
I don't know. All I know is I have the proper amount of teeth.
I had mine taken out. The thing that's worse, I think, is the tonsils. You get your tonsils taken out. I think that is painful.
I'm sure it is.
I don't know anything about the tonsils.
Yeah. I know very little about tonsils.
I couldn't locate the tonsils.
There's big fat things in the back of your throat.
Corners of your mouth. I mean, as far as I know.
Yeah.
There's a conspiracy in here.
Yeah, that...
Well, Monday is President's Day.
Very calculated
weekend.
Very calculated surgery.
Here's the thing. I know it sucks for his daughter, but it's just wisdom teeth. And his wife is at home, right? Teresa could have took her to the office.
These are true points.
So the idea is he's on vacation somewhere.
No, he's just sitting at home.
Oh,
I don't know.
And I wouldn't put it past Jason. Let's say his daughter had the surgery scheduled for next week. Or last week,
right?
To say, hey, why don't we do this Friday?
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of had it in his mind.
I don't know.
4-day weekend.
Maybe.
He is next level that way.
He is, yeah. He is the
sensei.
Nobody
loves a day off like that guy.
Of wraparound vacations, days off, kind of paired up with holidays for the company.
And he kind of gave it away yesterday after the show because I said, all right, I'll see you Tuesday. And then he looked at me and he goes, Tuesday? Mm-hmm. and he didn't know we had Monday off. If
right.
anybody knows that we have a day off, it's Jason.
Usually, yeah.
He knows the holiday schedule backwards and forward.
Right.
So what do you mean? Well, maybe he just forgot.
No, he's
on. So how is that?
There's better acting in porno.
He was selling it.
You think he was trying to sell it?
Yes. Selling that he didn't know there was a 4-day weekend.
Right. Meanwhile, like on Tuesday or Wednesday, I walked in about, he's like, we have a 3-day weekend. And I just completely forgot.
I didn't even know today. I didn't
really?
Know. The new company, sometimes they don't give you all those days.
Now, I'll gladly take the day off, but let's be honest. President's Day is a real nubber holiday. I mean, does anybody sit at home and celebrate the ex-presidents, the dead presidents?
I happen to be looking it up, and I think that not all 50 states celebrate it. Did you know that?
Or
honor it or whatever as a holiday. I think there are like 10 or 12 states that don't. Of course, states around here do. But, yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about it. I just figured... We're working. I just live day to day.
I kind of figure it's a personal day. I don't know how these things get categorized, but however many vacation days we get, he's taking the day off for his kid's surgery. That's one day off.
Yeah, no, you know what I mean?
Look, nobody cares. We're just having fun. But it's a, he's
just
using
fun to bust him.
Yeah, yeah. He's using a personal day.
Yeah, not a vacation day.
Oh, I didn't even know we have personal days.
Yeah, yeah. You get sick days. You get all that.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm just very, very calculated. Next level thinking.
No one's really upset, JP. We're just having fun.
Right. No. I understand. Look, I saw he puts out, like, he does that wraparound thing like a year or two in advance.
Yeah, he does.
I said, I might put out for Thanksgiving for 2020. Not that I necessarily want it, but right. He just always does that move. Just take it away from him.
Yeah. You're going to preemptively take it away like 2 years down the line.
I've never had one of those wraparounds.
They're
really
nice.
So what does he do? He takes off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then he's off Thursday, Friday, and then he'll take on Monday, Tuesday. So then
yeah, he just hooks it up.
Yeah, he'll string like 10 straight days
like
off
he
together.
Clearly
yeah.
Studies the calendar.
It's good looking for him.
Right.
It's brilliant. It's next right. level thinking. We're just late to the party. We're just late to that level of thinking.
But I don't know that he's scheduling an oral surgery for his daughter based around President's Day. But these guys think maybe he canceled. And said,
I think there is a definite possibility that there was a reschedule, that it was going to happen around this time. And then Jason had the foresight to look at the calendar and say, oh, we're going to get Monday off. Why don't we just move it to that Friday?
Yeah, but the Drab's point is well taken. Why does Jason even really need to be there? His right. wife is home. His wife can handle all of the drama.
That's a whole nother can of worms.
Yeah, I would bet that.
Although Jason's very much involved with his kids.
He,
so I
he's
can see
very
him
hands-on.
There. Yeah, I could see him being there.
Yeah, but I bet that none of us would pull that move.
Well, go to my kids' wisdom teeth? I didn't.
Right.
I know hell would freeze over before my dad would take a day off for my wisdom teeth to get taken.
Right. Yeah.
Now, I think when my kid had his ACL surgery, I mean, I know it was there. I assume I took a day off from work.
All right, it's that's a massive surgery.
Well, wisdom teeth is kind of big. They knock you out.
Yeah, well, you need someone to take you to and from the...
Yeah, I mean, the wisdom teeth thing is a big
oh,
deal.
Oh, by the way, it's no picnic being the parent in the waiting area, because I did that recently, and all you hear is this. You just hear, like, drilling into people's mouths for the 30 minutes or 45 minutes you're sitting there.
Right.
It's terrifying.
You mean they don't just take a wrench and pull it right out?
No, as far as I know, no, that's not the process.
Or Jason's going to try and get some more tramadol from the dentist.
maybe that's the move.
It could be.
I didn't realize I was walking into all these conspiracy theories on Jason's day off.
That's all those wow. guys do that back
well,
there.
There's not a lot going on.
Yeah. that's the bigger point.
I'm wondering now, because I took a day off when I had like flu-like symptoms, if you guys were grilling me nonstop.
No, it's fine. I'm just intrigued by all the personal and sick days that apparently we've accrued.
Well, you know that if someone's not here or takes off, then they get joned on.
That's true. Generally the way it works.
They're usually the butt of the jokes.
The right. problem is that we've busted
easy targets.
Jason in years past. That's been a long time ago. Back when we were working nights, you know, he'd be sick or something. Then you find out he was playing golf that day or something. You know what
right.
I mean?
Well, just
so he's got a little bit of a track.
Well, just this past year, he secretly flew to the Atlantis.
Didn't tell anybody.
Didn't tell anyone.
Were they supposed to pay us on that?
Yes.
Yes.
They never did.
Like
never
$100 a head, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
I could have used that.
That's why I'm thinking it might not even be wisdom teeth. It might be a trip. You have no idea.
A 4-day
You're
trip?
You're coming around on this.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I mean, why would you go to the wisdom teeth when your wife can do it? But if you want a trip.
What's Jason really, what's his responsibility basically for wisdom teeth that Teresa can't do? You know what I mean? Why do you need two people there?
There's none.
You really don't. It's just, except that, you know, you're sympathetic yeah. to it. You feel bad for, you know, Jason's pretty, he's still involved.
Right. Well, he'll be home at 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Right.
He can't be there and sympathize with her at 10:30.
I think the guy just wanted to sleep in. I don't. You know,
this is like a full-on interrogation.
Who doesn't want to?
These guys were ready to pounce on him.
Oh yeah, they were.
I hadn't even thought about it.
First thing out of their mouths this morning.
I know. I wanted to sleep in. Last night I got back. My daughter had volleyball practice out in Virginia on Thursdays till 10. I didn't get back till like close to 11.
What are they doing? They practice till 10 p.m.
8 to 10.
Holy yeah,
that's
crap.
And
brutal.
And it's butt far, and then sometimes it drags.
Do they expect the kids not to have school in the morning?
They don't care. Yeah, I got home like 11, 11:05. By the time I actually got in bed, I was rolling around. It was 12:15. I'm like, I got to get up in 4 hours.
You could have watched basically the entire Caps game.
Yeah.
And they dropped the puck at 10:30.
So I'm guessing you didn't light a candle in the room for Valentine's Day.
No, didn't happen. Ofer. Are we supposed to go around the room and see how we all did? I'm sure JP did. JP got it in.
I had daytime buns.
Look at
I
that.
Need a light candle.
Cakes. Did you get your Valentine's Day groove on?
I think I would. I would count as the half.
Groove. Oh, you got the half.
I count as the half.
Half.
Because it was not an ideal time on the calendar. But,
right,
you got hooked. I got hooked. That's a whole me. That's a half.
That shouldn't be a half. That should be like
points.
Yeah. That should be like two.
That's bonus points.
That's like one and a half.
Jake's getting the bonus points there. Look at him. Drabby, did you fulfill your marital obligation?
You said you were basically saving yourself.
I did say that.
Yeah.
It's been ruled incomplete.
Oh,
what? Hold on. No. It's been postponed until tonight.
Oh, really?
Why the postponement?
She was too busy to celebrate Valentine's Day, and so we're going to...
Too busy? Hold on. Too busy doing what?
You don't understand. My wife is, like, obsessed with this dumb holiday, so she likes to do balloons and cards and gifts
and
everything.
If she can't do it right, she doesn't want to do it at all.
Yeah, exactly. So...
So she said, we'll celebrate it tomorrow.
She married the wrong guy. Because I know you're not into it. I know you don't care. You couldn't care less like most guys.
Well, why couldn't you still just give her the skinnies? Like, why did it have to?
Again, I don't want to do back-to-backs.
He doesn't do back-to-backers. No. That's not his thing.
A lot of work. A couple years ago, I walked into the house. The whole ceiling was filled up with balloons with notes in them.
Drabby, does Strasburg pitch on back-to-back days?
No, of course not.
He has rest in between, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, most guys are up for back-to-back buns, Cakes. Most guys.
Drabby's being treated like a thoroughbred horse.
Yeah.
with a big race.
You can only race him every 3 weeks.
I'm never a put off till the next day because then it might not happen.
Right. You get it in when
fact,
you can.
Yesterday, it was nap time for the baby. My wife was tired. I guess we were both up late the night before. Mm-hmm. So she actually had to teach at like 4 o'clock. But she said, oh, I want to like take a little nap. And it was like right during my nap time. And she actually said, do you want to do sexy time now or later? I was like,
sexy
why would
time.
I do it later? She didn't say
sexy
that.
Sexy time.
But you know,
I knew you're married to Borat.
She did say now or later. And I was like, now.
Right. Of course, now.
Because later, later it'll always be tired. And, you know,
later, you know, somebody could say something that pissed each other off and
right.
It's not going to happen.
It's a wild card.
Later is always a wild card.
So if you're in the mood now, let's take advantage of now.
I think Drabby married Kim Kardashian. Did you see what she did for Kanye?
That was wild. Yeah.
So I'm sure Cakes didn't see
no,
it.
No, I did see it. Some jerk retweeted it on my timeline.
I have no idea. What did she do?
So apparently in one of their 5 million homes, there was a big family room, but no furniture. They probably can't furnish all these homes they have. It looked like there were individual roses and vases all over the hardwoods or whatever.
Looked like 200 of
them. Like 200 roses. And then over the corner by the door is Kenny G playing his silly saxophone. Like Kenny effing G.
In an empty room playing just for Kanye.
Yeah.
Did it sound like that?
There it is.
Do they hit the skins in front of Kenny G?
I don't know. Maybe you get the referee. That's crazy.
Valdez, you didn't chime in. And AWOT, I guess we just make it official.
He's not even here. Maybe he had too much evening last night.
Right.
Yeah.
Big Fat X.
X, yeah.
No, we did not hit skins.
Here's the question.
You're Dez Bryant.
Hold up. Here's the question, because this would be interesting. How many people hook their wives with some sort of card/gift?
Well, do you know what my romantic gesture was?
Yes. I did. What so hold yours? Up. There's a, just notice. So are we paying for it?
I don't know. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the formula.
Yeah, so that's why you guys got the skins. What were you saying?
My big romantic gesture is we went on a nice romantic walk with the dog.
Okay, very nice.
Well, do you guys do that every day?
Not as often as we should. Usually one person will take the dog out.
Uh-huh. Did you do the gentlemanly thing and scoop the poop? Not make Laura do that?
She did.
She did.
Chivalry is barely dead.
That was her Valentine's Day gift.
That's hilarious. No, I told my wife her Valentine's Day gift was me driving to Virginia last night.
That's a solid gift.
I saw Amy was like tweeting out whatever Cakes did.
Yeah.
What did you do? You brought a coffee or something?
Yeah,
something that you clearly appreciated.
I was in the neighborhood because I had to drop off something to my son at College Park. So I just grabbed
something. This is after your poker stop.
No.
Poker stop
was 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yesterday, College Park, hit the Starbucks in College Park and just swung by your school, which is 5 minutes away.
Gotcha.
It's easy.
Now, if I hadn't had to go to College Park, that's probably not happening. I'll be honest. But I had to be at CP.
You also got like a cupcake or something too?
Like a cake pop.
Oh.
Silly cakes pop from Starbucks.
Did it say I love you on it?
It did not.
Hey, but you got points.
I mean, it doesn't hurt.
Definitely doesn't
hurt. Helps her out in the middle of the day. She's trying to teach the youth of America.
You helped her
swing by.
You helped her out in the middle of the day. She helped you out later that day.
She did. She certainly helped.
Very nice.
It was appreciated.
Well, I think we can assume Lurch shut out.
Yeah, Adam shut out. Yeah, we don't need to ask.
Oh, Adam.
I mean, Adam's not even in the equation.
That's hilarious.
I'll try to make up for it this weekend. I should be good. I mean,
hey, it's a 3-day weekend. Remember,
you have plenty of time.
You have extra time.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, President's Day buns.
Yeah, right.
And you booked a hotel.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but I got my, you know.
That's like for him and his son.
My daughter's going to be there for volleyball. Yeah.
Usually say hotels are aphrodisiac.
Yeah,
right?
Not when your kids are in tow. Right. Generally,
it's like basically the exact opposite.
Right, that will ruin the mood.
Yeah, I think your thing falls off. Yeah.
All right, should mention on the program today, Kevin's going to join us. We will talk movies. Kevin McCarthy at 7 o'clock. John Feinstein at 8. And Rick Snyder at 8:40. All right here on The Junkie.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on NBC Sports Washington. We'll dive into the movies at 7 o'clock with Kevin McCarthy. John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, joins us every Friday at 8 o'clock. Not a ton going on in the sports world, like the NBA winding down. I think there were 3 games last night.
A light slate in the NBA, yep.
But the Caps were in action, but they were in action late. I went to bed before the game even started against San Jose.
A 10:30 p.m. puck drop is just, it's undoable for us.
The last
is.
Time they played San Jose, they gave up 7 goals.
They did.
This time they beat them 5-1 on the road.
Yep. The Sharks had been hot, too. They had won 13 of their last 16 games. I believe they hadn't lost on home ice since December. It's a place where the Capitals over the years have historically struggled to get points and to get wins. So a resounding victory after that dud at Columbus. So that was a nice bounce back win for the Caps last night.
Just reading about it, all 5 goals from the top 2 lines.
Yep.
Ovi scores. He now has 39 goals. As Cake said during the break, he's pulling away from the competition now in terms of being the leading goal scorer in the league.
So nice.
He's
right?
5 clear of Patrick Kane and Jeff Skinner, who each have 34. Ovi gets his 39th last night.
Tom Wilson scored and had an assist. It seems like, I don't have the numbers in front of me, it seems like he had cooled off big time. Remember, when he first started playing, he was on a tear. I think he's got his career high in goals scored for a season already.
And you pair that with the fact that he served a lengthy suspension.
Right.
I mean, it's just, even with the drought, still a great offensive year so far for Willie.
And then TJ Oshie has 2 goals, and I guess he hit the 500-point mark
for
his career, which is uber impressive.
And I'm pretty sure Verana tallied another. That's a guy who's putting together an impressive campaign. I think Verana's just 22 years old, and he's going to score 50 points this season if he stays on the current pace. So, yeah, really good team effort, great 2 points for the Caps. Now they do the California double dip in Southern Cal with the Kings and the Ducks.
So is this a 6-game road trip? Remember
yes.
They had 6 games at home.
Columbus, last night in San Jose, Ducks, Kings, and then they come back east. They hit Toronto and Buffalo.
So far, 1-1.
1-1.
So far, 1-1.
2 points.
That's fine. And Alan Mage said, really, if you go 3-3, you're good.
Or 2-2-2. He said, just get 6 points.
Yeah.
However you get those 6 points, That's a successful.
Now I'm getting greedy
roadie.
Though. I want the California sweep
because San Jose is the best of those teams.
You got by far the toughest one of the three with the Sharks win, and the Ducks just fired their head coach. I think Alan May touched on this that they've got a guy behind a bench boss now that's never coached at any level, which you have to love if you're the Caps facing them. And the Kings are bottom feeders, even though they were competitive against the Caps here just a few days ago.
So I'm seeing this stat. I didn't realize this. After last night, the Caps are 25-3-1 when leading after the first two periods.
Hmm.
So you want to know how your boys are going to do. Let's see what the score is after the second period. If they're up, they're 25-3-1 this year.
Yep.
That's pretty sick.
It's a good trend.
It's a great trend.
What I like is after this road trip, then it's really going to be the stretch run. Tasting the playoffs.
It's close. It's coming.
I'm ready for the playoffs.
Already?
I'm not a regular season hockey guy.
Yeah, but the games are starting to get more meaningful. So I feel like that way actually with the NBA too. Like the NBA, the first 50 games, I'm just out. But I'm really starting to lock in a little bit.
From the tweets that did not age well department, this is from the @BigEffinWinners Twitter last night. From Hockey Boy, he loves it. Bet the Sharks on the money line and the puck line. Caps never play well in San Jose.
Ooh.
This is the Caps' third game in four nights and fourth in 6 days with coast-to-coast travel. Sharks on fire also.
Hockey Boy seems to be into, and I'm saying Hockey Boy because I know Jason has referenced him, seems to really be into the rest theory.
Right.
And I remember that backfired on Jason a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I can't remember which game it was, but he kept talking about how the Caps had played five, or they were playing, I think, the Islanders.
Yeah.
They're playing the Islanders, and the Islanders had played five games in 7 days. So he was like, gotta bet the Caps.
I think,
and then the Islanders
though,
and Trots handled the Caps.
I think you will generally do well betting if you target teams on the second night of a back-to-back.
You're looking for weary legs.
In the NHL and the NBA. I think it's usually a sound betting policy. I could be completely wrong. Because those teams are generally like just dog tired when they're going out for the second game of a back-to-back.
So when is the Anaheim game?
I think they have a day off, and then they have
Sunday night
games. If I remember correctly.
Night off.
Schedule up.
Yeah.
I think they have two nights off. But from what I'm reading, next stop of the Capitals road trip is Anaheim, where they play the Ducks, who have lost 19 in the last 22, on Sunday night.
There you go.
Very good.
So they'll be rested for that.
Good. They need a couple days.
But speaking of rest, so I didn't stay up to watch any of it. I went to bed relatively early. And then I saw this story, not that it's in line with my sleep, but Matt Kuchar, I guess, is getting all that criticism. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, about him only tipping the caddy $5,000.
Well, we've talked about it
now
for a few weeks.
Now he's being cavalier about it. He says, so I'm just not going to lose any sleep over it.
Yeah, it's a bad look all
now
the way around.
Now he's kind of like a jerk.
No, he has all the... He has, but it's been sort of just like in the golf world.
Yeah,
now it's transcending.
It's more mainstream.
Yeah, it's mainstream.
Because
it has something to do with, you know, something that everyone does and tips.
Yeah,
it's universal.
I think he's tainted forever.
Yes.
I don't think he can ever recover from
He will always be known as the no-tip guy.
He's a tightwad.
Yes.
You think of Matt Kuchar now, you think skinflint tightwad.
Yeah. But it's even worse because it's like a lot of money, and some of the quotes he's saying are really cringy. You know, like, well, $5,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's like he doesn't get it.
And it's weird, too, because he's always been like,
so likable.
Like viewed as a nice, likable guy. Like now he's painted as a full-on villain.
Yeah.
He's a heel.
He won't be known for anything. He could win the Masters.
Yeah.
And he will be known in the regular community as the no-tip guy.
This has really tainted him.
How many times have we told the La Jolla story and talked about no-tip and Scottie Pippen?
Right.
I mean, so like sticks with you.
Well, not because of the waiter, our waiter George.
Yeah, our waiter Hordem.
Yeah,
and said, "Oh, I don't know." I'm sure Jason said, "What celebrities have you had here?"
Yeah.
I believe we had a celebrity there, Tony Banks.
We did. Yes,
was sitting at a table across from
former Skins quarterback.
But I guess he spoke to golf.com yesterday.
Yeah,
and he just is digging himself a bigger and bigger hole. He says, "I kind of think someone got in his ear," and he's talking about the caddy. Because I was very clear and very upfront on Tuesday of the tournament week. And he said, okay. He had the ability with bonuses to make up to $4,000.
Right.
It's just when you make $1.3 million.
But one thing he's arguing, and you kind of understand.
$5,000?
He should just suck it up and give him. He's arguing that it wasn't nebulous, that it was all spelled out, that it was whatever. Yeah, you might have it in front of you.
But they agreed to, I think, a $3,000 salary and bonuses.
Right, but it wasn't just nebulous bonuses. Right. It was like 3,000 or 4,000 if you make a top 10 or whatever. But they never, I guess they didn't spell out if you win. Right. And so he thought he was going above and beyond, giving him an extra 1,000 for the win, thinking, hey, I'm getting a bargain this week because I don't have my regular guy. Handy's going to be happy because I gave him an extra G. But once it went viral and went public, he should have just made it right and say, you know what? You guys are right. I was wrong. Boom. Well, here's 100K.
Well, he could have got away with it if he initially gave him like 25
yeah,
on top.
Maybe.
And that's and that's still a discount.
And I think, maybe. I think even
just
if,
five looks so bad.
Like a few days ago, if he had just gone to him and given him 50 and said, look, you're not my regular caddy. You're just a guy that I hired that's a local. You're not going to get the full 10%, but I'll give you 5% because we won. I think he still can get out of it.
The problem
looking
is,
okay. Now he just can't.
The problem is he's looking at it like, here's this guy. The tournament is in Mexico, right?
Yes. Yeah, Mayakoba.
So this guy in Mexico doesn't make a lot of money. 5,000 is a lot to him, so I'm really taking care of him. Right. Just looking at it way wrong.
He's digging in. He should do what you just said.
So you know what? You guys are right.
He said, it's done. Listen, I feel like I was fair and good. Can't make everybody happy. You're not going to buy people's ability to be okay with you, and this seems to be a social media issue more than anything. I think it shouldn't be, knowing that there was a complete agreed-upon deal that not only did I meet, but exceeded. So I certainly don't lose sleep over this. This is something I'm quite happy with. And I was really happy for him to have a great week and make a good sum of money. Making $5,000 is a great week.
$5,000?
It says that doesn't come off right when you just made 1.5 and you said he was your lucky charm.
Right.
And the standard is 10% if he was your regular caddy. So it's a horrible look for him. It's going to stain him forever. So I think it was it who wrote the article? A guy, I think, from the New York Post, Ken Azzaro, whatever his name is, said the common ingredient here is between Tiger scandal and this is Mark Steinberg, who is the PR guy for both.
Right.
And Steinberg and Tiger completely butchered the way they handled the whole Elon incident.
Right.
And they've completely butchered the way they've handled this.
And I think another common thread we've heard, Tiger, notoriously cheap too. Now, I don't know how he is with tipping, but we've also heard that as well.
True.
Well, isn't he one of the guys? Now, it's understandable. Isn't he one of the guys who changed the norm for caddies? When you're making so much and you're the golfer.
Right.
Okay, you're the golfer. Mm-hmm. To give 10% seems like an awful lot.
Right.
If you're making, you know, $40 million a year, and you're the one, you know, making the ridiculous shots.
Yeah, it just got to the point where, you know, when guys were making $100,000 a tournament, okay, and if you win once a year, your caddy might make $30,000 or something. Mm-hmm. But when you're winning $3, $4, $5 million a year, and your caddy's making $300,000, $400,000, $500,000,
and the FedEx Cup's $10 million, and you add that on top of whatever you won
during
the year,
getting $1 million,
right?
It's just it got a little out of whack.
Yardage.
So Tiger, along with like O'Meara and a lot of other guys, they kind of restructured the way caddies are compensated because it just was getting ridiculous.
Right.
But Cooch is going the other way on this way too hard. It's embarrassing. You know, I can't wait to talk to John about it because John knows all the caddies. John knows sort of what's standard on tour.
And well, you're right, for reputation, just for your average fan, people that follow casually, that's the first thing I'm going to think about with Matt Kuchar every time.
Even if
I don't know any tournaments he's ever won. I don't know. I know he's really good, but he never really wins the big one. I don't think he's won a major, right?
No.
No.
He could. He's kind of known as the human ATM.
Yes.
Because he just cashes.
And he's so consistent.
The top 10
and he doesn't
all
really,
year long.
He doesn't really make mistakes. No, he doesn't really surge.
Right? That's just kind of doughy.
I mean, he wears a hat. No, he's not really doughy. He's
got a dad bod.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's tall. He's 39.
All right. A little doughy dad bod.
Did you see that the caddy, the El Toucan or whatever, do you know he was fired by one of the professionals that was down there before the Mayakoba even started?
So now everybody's looking at his background.
Just saying that there might be something there.
Right.
Because he was on someone's bag, and then he said something to the
So in other words, he's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, he might be a big pain in the ass.
Step into my office.
And then everyone's not following up on it because they want to kill Kuchar. It's a better story.
According to some reports, though, didn't Kuchar offer him $15,000 after?
Yes.
And then Toucan said no?
Yeah, he refused it. Yeah.
That's kind of a dog move.
That's why I was saying, oh, you know what? It's not what I wanted, but it's $15,000, so I think I'll take it.
Yeah. And that's probably why Cooch is now he's really
he's dug in.
Yeah, he's dug in.
Oh man, I can only imagine when he misses, lips out like a 4-footer, he's gonna hear it from the gallery.
You know, most people aren't gonna look into all these details. Like you seem to know every detail about it.
Not every
most
detail.
Most people are gonna just say that Coocher is an a-hole.
Well, it's just because he's so beloved that when the story first hit, you know, a couple months ago, 6 weeks ago, Valdez and I were talking about it. It was like, whoa, this doesn't make sense. And so you would kind of dig around.
It would be a lot different if it was Bubba Watson or if it was Bryson DeChambeau or if, you know, or if it was Ann Poulter.
Right. Somebody who's got like an attitude or, you know,
maybe Sergio,
has
or who's polarizing,
emotional, right. You know, but Cooch, everyone just loves him. It's quite, even if he did it today, even if today he held a press conference and said, you know what, I've rethought everything. I'm sending a check for $100K to him. You think it would help?
It's almost too late now.
I think it would. Almost too late, but maybe you could salvage it.
They could. I think
you have to do a real mea culpa, though.
I think if he said what you said
before.
Look, I thought about it. You guys, look, we make mistakes sometimes. I was kind of dug in, but I think you guys are right. I was looking at it the wrong way, and I'm going to give him what I would have given my normal caddy. And I wouldn't normally do that, but I feel bad the way this has all come out, and I want to do the right thing. The guy's made $47 million. It's nothing to him. Literally nothing.
That's such a pittance to him.
That's why. And listen, I don't want to spend another guy's money, but if it's standard and you're going so far the other way against it, why? Why? That's what doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Maybe, you know what? At his core,
Squeaker.
Matt Kuchar, even though he's pulled in, what, 40-plus million over his career? I think his net worth's around there.
It makes it seem like he's not treating him as an equal. He's treating him like the help. That's the bottom line.
Right.
He's treating him like the help. It's not a good look for a sport, especially like golf.
I don't know anything about his caddy history. Is he a guy who's had a regular guy on his bag for a long time?
I don't know how long. He's got a regular guy.
Does he treat them okay?
And then the reason we took a local is because he added Mayakoba to his schedule late in the year. And so the caddy already had a prior engagement because he thought that he was off that week.
Right. Well, I'm going to guess the rest of his life he'll be an over-tipper to just compensate because
those kind of guys, I don't think
if
they
he's
change
that
their ways.
In this instance, I don't know.
So even if he goes to a restaurant, he's going to just nub.
He'll I be think like he'll 10, be whatever he normally does. You know what I mean?
Now I hope the $3 I left for the maid the other night was enough. The three white chips.
I think so.
Hotel at MGM?
Yeah, I think that's
$3
solid.
$3?
That's solid.
I think so because I don't even really tip the maid. I didn't know
I think
that was
nothing
standard.
Is better.
Right.
Nothing is better than $3?
I think something's
always
better.
It's like leaving three
better.
Pennies.
No, it's not. It's $3.
Three pennies is the insult when you leave three pennies.
Look, they're getting a salary. If they got $3 from like five people a day, it's an extra $15 a day.
By the way, speaking of pennies and coins, I think there's a trap going on here at Entercom. There's a file cabinet in the hallway near the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's like 23 cents on top of the file cabinet.
Are you dying to grab them?
The squeaker in me wants to take the money.
You're kidding.
But I think that...
What's wrong with you?
I think it's a trap.
It's in a nice triangle formation.
Yeah, it's just sitting there.
What's wrong with you? Just because you're so fascinated by pennies?
Have you looked at the dates yet?
I haven't looked at the dates. No, I'm saying that's a trap. I'm not touching that money.
Can we come back? I got a coin story that it's kind of interesting.
All right.
You might be disappointed.
Okay.
Yeah. A coin story that I thought maybe we had a bonanza.
You thought you hit the mother load?
Maybe. Yeah. All right. We'll do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, reminder, we're heading down to West Palm for spring training on March 4th and 5th. Thanks again to the Hilton West Palm Beach for taking care of us with unreal accommodations. Hilton West Palm Beach is a flagship lifestyle hotel with a global mentality, complementing the destination's caliber of travelers. That's just a few weeks away, so that should be an interesting trip.
Pumped up.
Yep.
I'm bringing the bathing suit cakes.
You are?
Regardless of how cold it is.
I don't think I'm going to.
They have a nice pool there. I'm going to take a dip. What are we doing with all our time? It's not like we sit there after we do the show.
Yeah.
And go into the clubhouse.
No.
And mine for 100 interviews. We used to try and do that. And we'd like get rejected by Strasburg. We'd get 2 minutes with Bryce.
Yeah, it was no fun. It was like pulling teeth. I think I'm going to try to rendezvous with our friend Dave Richard, who lives about an hour away. I think we might.
But you're going to play cards.
I think we might meet. This is a big surprise. We may meet up at a casino and see flops and grab a bite.
If you were just doing the lunch portion and not playing cards, I might join you.
That could happen.
Because I'm appreciative.
It's very fluid.
Of what Dave has done for us over the years. Great guest. Love talking fantasy football with him. But if you guys are going to take it to the casino, I'm probably tap out.
Well, it doesn't mean, we could go eat someplace at a casino and then head back. It doesn't matter. I mean, that could just be the rally point.
I know you. You get to that casino, you're not going to bounce out in 45
minutes.
You're most likely right.
This is like Cakes' Super Bowl because he's meeting Dave. So all he's going to do is talk DFS with him.
No, I don't. Dave doesn't need to bring his work.
And you're at a poker room.
Yeah, but again, like if JP wants to come along, we could just meet up and grab a burger or something and part ways.
I think you're looking forward to this more than anything else in the trip.
I don't know if that's the case.
Because all you do is bring it up every single time.
I felt bad that last year we were down there and I must have tweeted something out while we were there. And Dave was like, thanks for letting me know. You're basically an hour away. So I felt
that was
like,
just an aside, though. You didn't have to take it personally. You know what I mean?
I know, but I just felt
it's a
like
good thing to do.
He's a good dude.
Like
nice
I said,
guy.
If you guys just hook up for the lunch portion, then I'd probably be willing to do it. But I know that if it's in the casino, Cakes isn't going to emerge for like 8 or 9 hours.
What we could do is we could go to that casino, meet up with Dave, break bread, then we could drive back. I could drop you at the Hilton West Palm, and then I could drive to the Palm Beach Kennel Club, which is, I believe, 2.5 miles away, and hang out with all the oldsters and see the frops.
Or you could always invite him to the woods.
We could do that as well. That could be the move.
I don't know. I'm not into planning it out like that. I'm not the plan is get there.
Then
figure out what I'm going to do.
Get there safely. Get wheels down at West Palm Beach, and then we'll figure out what we're doing. We'll figure out the plan.
Do
from
a couple
there.
Shows. I'm sure we'll interview Davey Martinez. We had him on the show last year.
I will not make the mistake of wearing shorty pants to the ballpark for the show at 6 a.m.
Bring like a friggin' North Face jacket
I will wear jeans and I will wear a quarter zip or something that I can peel off once it starts getting warm.
Right.
Because last year I wore shorts and flip-flops, and I was getting cankle jokes. It was butt cold. I'm just going to avoid that this year.
But that's
avoiding that.
Look, you wouldn't have had the cankle jokes if it wasn't for the lack of the table skirt.
That's very true.
So we had this look on TV on the NBC Sports Washington side.
It was an awful
where
look.
You saw us,
it was just
and
a
you
table.
Just saw our, shorts or whatever the hell we were wearing.
It couldn't have looked more low-budget.
Doug McKinney, bulletin here, we need the apron for the table. It's a must. I don't know if you're responsible for
that. That might not be
that.
On them. That might be on 106.7
you know
The Fan.
Whoever's responsible, make sure that's stuffed into one
they
of the bags.
They can battle for who wants the exposure. 106.7 or NBC Sports Washington?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We can have a blank tarp. It doesn't matter to me.
It's true.
Need something to cover up the cankles.
I'm looking forward to it because the weather here, I don't know, for whatever reason, it seems like this winter has been rougher than previous winters. And it's not like we've had 60 inches of snow. We haven't had a blizzard where we've had 2 feet of snow.
Do you think we're over, the kids missing school, or do you think there's going to be a few more days?
We've still, 2 weeks left in February? Probably through most of it. There might be, one random storm, in early March.
We do get late February, early March snowstorms.
Yeah. I don't think, we're not out of the woods yet.
Yeah.
We're pretty close, not quite,
You're
though.
Not out of the woods, really, probably until about March 15th, another month.
So you got another month to dodge. How many more days does Montgomery County have in the...
That I don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
I know
before
they're nubbing
it. Get serious.
Three of us of Montgomery County, and I know they nubbed it. It took me by surprise that spring break isn't even a week. It's not even a Monday through Friday anymore.
Right.
They're giving them Thursday, Friday, and then Monday.
It's a quickie.
Wow. So
that's a nubby spring break.
Short for them, yeah. So the last segment, Cakes was talking about coins. He's talked about it for years. You know, Cakes saves coins, and especially pennies pre what year?
1982 and prior.
Right.
Because they have more copper.
So
because at some point they're going to abolish the penny, and I'm going to be sitting on like $8 worth of copper that I can melt down.
So
take the Potomac metals.
We were sitting around the house one day, and my son told me that one of his buddies actually collects coins.
Okay.
And he was telling me all this money the guy makes, like buying and selling and flipping coins.
Okay.
And
you got intrigued.
Yeah, well, now you're talking.
Well, deep down, he used to go to baseball card shows.
Sure.
It's not that dissimilar. Right. So anyway, I knew that D had some coins. And my dad has a coin that he's, you know, just held on to. It's been passed down to him from his grandfather, whatever. And D's like, oh, yeah, I got a bunch, too. And she went, she pulled out this, like, crate, and there's a bunch of coins in there. And then we open up these boxes and stuff. And these silver dollars, I'm telling you, we had probably 20 to 30 of them. Most of them from the mid-1800s. Right?
What?
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's quite a find.
Like 1864, is that considered a mid-1800s?
Yeah.
Right?
It's mid-18- you basically had like Civil War era or a little bit past
so
that.
So I'm looking at this and I'm going, well, this is it.
This is the
I'm retiring.
Right.
This is the bonanza.
Yeah, this is it.
So then we start taking pictures of the coins and we start sending them to Stevie's buddy. And he goes, yeah, that one's worth $9. That one's worth $18. I mean, nothing. Literally nothing.
Right.
And then she has some rolls of some pennies. I mean, we have pennies from the 1800s. Like, just, I mean, that's worth 8 cents, 7 cents. It's just a big scam. Now, there are some, apparently.
You got from the 1800s.
That's crazy.
Meanwhile, Cakes is keeping 1900s from the 1800s?
Yeah.
That's
like,
insane.
Cakes, I'm telling you, over a dozen from the mid-1800s. And they weren't really, like, maybe they were worth, like, $20.
You have to play the really long game, apparently.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's from the 1200s. Or apparently there are some, like, rare coins.
Yeah.
If it had a certain, like, if it had an
a
S.
A defect.
If it had an S or something.
No, I know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what that means, but then that was, like, a rare one.
See,
but apparently we had
about
the
this.
Most popular coin in 1864.
This is probably why. Because I had forgotten about this. But at some point in my life, probably high school years, maybe middle school, I received a gift, I think from my grandparents, might have been from my parents, which was to encourage coin collecting. It was like a little book,
right?
Where you put the penny,
yeah, like
so,
a portfolio.
So anyway, that's
the coins
a common
in.
Thing. So people have been doing this for years. So that's why there's not going to be this great value, especially for 1980.
Oh, I think
coin.
It has to do with the scarcity, supply and demand. That's as simple as that.
Right.
And so the coins that have been passed down, sure, they're like 150 years old, but they're not rare.
Right, because there's a zillion coin collectors.
They made a billion of them.
Right.
Yeah, but they have,
it's
but
like
they
a,
have
like
to
a
be,
rookie
they
card.
They have to be rare at this point, because how many other people have pennies from the 1860s?
Well, they made a billion of them. They're not rare.
They've
they're
been
just
passed
not rare.
Down.
You know
they're
what's rare,
books.
Cakes? Some guy bought a Babe Ruth card at a store. The guy thought it was a fake for $2. It's worth millions because there's one of two. That's rare.
That's pretty rare.
That's rare.
One out of two on the planet Earth, that is rare.
If Dina Bickle has 20 of them from 1864, they ain't rare.
But what might be rare, which you've talked about recently, is your Turkey Bowl jersey.
Joan.
That's rare.
But I guarantee you, if I took that Turkey Bowl jersey right now and got all of you dopes to sign it and put it on eBay, that thing's going to go for a pretty penny.
All the coins combined.
All of the coins.
If I'm signing it, I want a piece.
That's true. That's a good point.
You want my signature.
You just need to sign it yourself. You just sign it yourself.
Yeah, I can just ace you out and say, put my name on it.
Did you keep your game worn silly, or did you only keep the white one?
I think I just kept one of the two.
Yeah. I gave both of mine away.
Yeah. Well, you just gave away a couple G's.
You're
in the business of giving away money.
A couple G's, I'll be distraught.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you could get 1,000.
I bet you could get 1,000.
But you get 1,000.
If you sign it.
For your game worn
silly. You sign it and put it on eBay. I
that's
guarantee
such garbage.
You. Guarantee you.
There's
whatever. There are some desperate P1s out there, JP.
JP, I signed a station jersey. This is Matt Valdez, and I got $100 for it. This is Matt Valdez.
That's crazy.
Think about that.
Jason got $100 for signing his Ford promo script. This is Matt Valdez.
I know, it's crazy. I just can't believe
why have we not turned that into a cottage industry? Like every single day,
be like
this
Rose.
Outline. We should just sign the outline and put it on eBay and see what it fetches.
Yeah,
just do it every day.
We haven't had a good
deep value. It doesn't become rare.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. We're
just figured it out.
We're oversaturating the market.
He struggled in Econ 101.
Supply and demand. I understand the basics.
All right, so let's maybe do one.
Yeah, yeah.
All
right, coming up one next, every few months.
We will talk some movies. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 joins us here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.